Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the video conference of results of the third quarter of 2021 of Dasa. Those of you who need simultaneous translation, we have this tool available on the platform. For that, you just click on the interpretation button through the globe icon at the bottom of the screen and choose your preferred language, English or Portuguese. For those hearing the video conference in English, there's the option of changing the original audio, clicking mute original audio. We inform that this video conference is being recorded and will be made available on the IR site of the company, where it will be available also the complete material of our results of our earnings announcements. During this meeting, all participants will have their microphones turned off. After that, we'll start the question and answer session. To make a question, please click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of the page and write your name and company to get into the line to ask a question. Once you are announced, we will ask you to activate your microphone to make your question, and then you should turn on your microphone to make your questions. We ask that the questions be made all at once. We repeat that the information contained in this presentation, any declarations which may be made during the video conference relative to future perspectives of the business, operational and financial results of Dasa constitute beliefs and premises of the administration of the company, as well as information that are currently based on currently available information. All future considerations are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks and uncertainties and premises. They refer to future events and though depend on circumstances which may or may not happen. Investors should understand that the economic conditions, market conditions, and other operational factors can affect the future of Dasa and can bring to different results than those mentioned in future. I will now pass the word to Enio, Director of IR of Dasa. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. We will start our presentation today with some the consideration of Pedro Bueno, President of Dasa, followed by Felipe Guimarães, Financial Director. After that, the directors will be available at the end of the presentations for a question and answer session. Also have with us today the two heads of our units of business, which are Carlos de Barros, General Director of Outpatient Clinic, Diagnostics and Health Management, and Emerson Gasparetto, General Director of Oncology. We also have Sérgio Ricardo Sáez, the General Director of Strategy and Legal and ESG, André Dolabella, General Director of Products and Marketing and Experience, and Annalise Siqueira, Director of Care. Now I'll pass it along to the team, to Pedro. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you for your participation in our results call in the third quarter of 2021. Now I'm gonna pass to slide three, please. We reiterate our mission and our vision. Dasa has been innovating and consolidating the model of ecosystems in Brazil, having as its principal objective to be the health that people need and the people want and the world needs. We reached this objective potentializing the coordination of care, our brands, and our scale, and our platform, our technology platform. Dasa has been demonstrating its capacity of execution in the results of this quarter and proves that the strategy adopted by the company has brought good results even in spite of the challenges in the operational especially with the lowering of the number of hospitalizations connected with COVID. We will do a brief presentation looking at the highlights of each business unit, as well as updating our strategy of navigation and digital platform. In sequence, Felipe will talk about M&A integration, and we'll complete with the comments about the highlights, the financial highlights of the quarter. Now I'm gonna look at slide five. the unit of outpatient care diagnosis and coordination has presented a good performance with gains in market share. We have raised our revenue, our gross revenue by 20% more in relation to the same period last year, in spite of the COVID revenue, which lowered its participation in overall revenue, going from 12.2% in the second quarter to 8.9% in the third quarter. Even so, the gross revenue in this quarter grew by almost 4% compared to the second quarter of 21. The solidity of the DASA brands has proven to be very relevant in the current scenario, as patients have been directed to the units which they most trust. Our NPS in the diagnostic sector has grown from 75.2% in the third quarter of 2020 to 77.1% in the third quarter of 21, reflecting the higher level of satisfaction of our users. During the third quarter, we also realized investments in technology, which benefited our users, resulting in significant increases of 74% in the online scheduling of tests, reaching the brand of 2.4 million schedulings in this channel in the first 9 months of the year. This number represents 24% of all of the examinations which needed to be previously scheduled. Beyond that, we observed at the moment of the revenue coming from laboratory exams at home, the biggest with bigger, greater convenience for the users. The laboratory in general went up by 56% in the first 9 months of 21, with a corresponding growth of the revenue of that segment, as can be seen in the graph in the lower right-hand corner of the slide. In this business unit, we see various initiatives which contributed to the growth in the third quarter. The segment of DASA business units showed growth of 47% in their revenue during the third quarter of 21 in compared with the third quarter of 20. Genera, our division of direct-to-consumer of genetics with the market of tests for ancestors tests, DNA tests, changed their earnings year on year. Looking at slide 6, the unit of hospitals and oncology in the third quarter of 21 offered services, medical services, hospital and oncological services in 12 hospitals in the state of São Paulo, Rio, and Brasilia, with a total of 2,700 beds. At the end of September, we finished the acquisition of the Leforge Group. The gross revenue grew by more than 40% in relation to the same period of last year. Our occupancy rate and levels of average ticket have shown to be themselves to be resilient, even in the transition into a post-COVID scenario. Even though there has been a small reduction in revenue from COVID, we had an increase of 5% in revenue and total revenue in comparison to the second quarter of 21. We have been improving the efficiency and quality of this business unit. As an example, you can point out the level of occupancy of turnover, which has had a great improvement in the first 9 months in all of the hospitals of the DASA group. This growth was extremely notable because advance in medical practices meaning that patients are able to get back home more quickly and gives us great operational efficiency, amplifying the capacity of hospitalization per bed. As we raise the number of occupancies per bed, we also reduce the need for additional capex to grow the business. And now looking at slide 7, during the quarter, we advanced in a very significant way in our strategy of ecosystem and navigation, which effectively opens a new layer of growth for DASA. Currently, we have 25 initiatives which have as an objective navigating with patients within our system based on their needs, their specific needs. During the first 9 months of 21, we registered 43,000 lives among our with portfolios that are coordinated from companies, telemedicine, and others. Even though this number of lives may seem like very low compared to the total number of users, our strategy is to concentrate initially our efforts on the most serious patients and consequently the most high cost patients, which have the highest clinical benefits from our care. In this way, beyond the initiatives are still in their initial phase, we have already have seen a contribution of several percentage points to our growth overall, above the regular growth of our business. It's important to reinforce that to consider a user as having navigated, it's important that he enters another service of our ecosystem and consequently has a proactive, intentional, and traceable action by DASA. This number, we do not consider patients who use more than one service of the company spontaneously. These results mark the transformation of health, reactive health, and inefficient to proactive and intelligent healthcare, which is the core of our thesis. Now looking at slide 8, the third quarter brought an important evolution in quality and functions for our digital platform, NAV. Our priority during the quarter was to accelerate the development of the platform with the objective of preparing it for expressive growth in the near future. It's important to mention that during 2021, we registered a rapid growth, both in the interface with the patients, as well as in the interface with doctors. The number of patient users increased by more than 10 times in the 9-month period compared to the same 9 months last year. The use of by new users grew by 5 times in this quarter in 21 compared to the third quarter of 20. Higher involvement by the patient reflects in the growth of the online scheduling for laboratory exams, scheduling of telemedicine, and check-ins for examinations. As we mentioned previously, the online scheduling increases by 74% in the 9 months compared to the previous year. The number of teleconsultations in the 9-month period, it grew expressively, arriving at 128,000, 3 times more than the previous year. In relation to doctors, we registered a total of 9,000 users in the first 9 months of 21. Our internal analysis shows that the revenue coming from doctors on the NAV platform, coming from what we call involved doctors, is growing in a most relevant way, which brings an increment in the lifetime value of our patients. In the fourth quarter, up until now, we have experienced a strong growth in the volume of users and patients and doctors, with the potential for acceleration due to an increase in our actions of directing patients so that they can pick up their results directly through the platform. Now going on to slide 9, we want to talk about our M&A strategy and the updates of the operations recently performed. Going to slide 9. In relation to our mergers and acquisitions during the quarter, we observed the addition of important infrastructure and resources necessary to increase our ecosystem. In the first 9 months, we concluded the acquisition of 3 new hospitals. The biggest was Le Forge Group, whose acquisition was completed in the third quarter of 21 in the month of September. It's worth reinforcing that Le Forge contributed in 1 month to the results of the third quarter, showing its impact on EBITDA and operational indicators. Now, looking at slide 10, looking at the future, we see that we are expecting to close 4 acquisitions, which were announced and are awaiting the final paperwork to close. Presuming the regulatory approvals, we will add more than 800 new beds. And with that, we will raise our total number of beds to more than 3,500, almost doubling the size of our capacity in beds in a period of 1 year. And now I'm going to pass it along to Felipe, who will give us an update on the integration of our recent acquisitions, hospital acquisitions, and we'll briefly discuss the financial results of the third quarter. And after that, I will be back for my final observations. Thank you, Felipe. Thank you, Pedro. Good afternoon to everyone. We can now look at slide 11. We've seen important advances in our integrations with our hospitals, which were incorporated during the year. We have the success of the DASA playbook in 3 areas. The first, on the strengthening of the teams, the renegotiation of contracts, looking for lowering of prices, reductions in G&A, and also standardization of medical protocols. The second stage is more focused on the increase of the complexity, operational complexity, improving the portfolio of services and the implementation of systems, our IT playbook. And the third stair, it looks at brownfield opportunities to increase the number of beds where historically the investments are significantly slower than in the rest of the market, in the MA market. So the recently acquired assets generally go into the asset, the DASA group, with the implementation of our playbook of integration permits them to improve their performance in short, medium, and long-term performance, giving increasing margins for our business. Another important, that's important to mention, that the M&A of the last 9 months represents 11% of growth for the 53 that we saw in this year. We see just a small contribution from the Lafort group because it was only consolidated in the month of September. Looking at slide 12, we have a summary of our results. We concluded the third quarter with a strong expansion in our gross revenue and EBITDA. As you can see, the sales grew by 28% compared to the same period last year, accumulating this way growth above 50% in the year. The similar performance can be observed then in terms of profitability, where we reached 544 million in EBITDA, adjusted EBITDA, at 2.6% more in margin compared to the third quarter of 2020. In the year, we're growing more than 11% compared to 2020, reaching an EBITDA above 1.6 billion. On slide 13, we have a summary of our cash and our debt. We have debt with net debt of an adjusted EBITDA of 1.5 times, showing a solid financial position. When we close the effects of the adjustments and stock options, where we have the effects of the adjustments to the quarter of this year, this indicator goes to 2.9 times. When we look at another point to mention is that with the closing of the third quarter, we've had a new emission of debentures in the value of 2 billion reais in the domestic market, with three series with terms of 5, 7, and 10 years, reinforcing the cash position of the company, which now is at 2.2 billion in the end of September, and lengthening our duration of debt by 50%, the average life of our debt. Now I'm going to go to the question and answer session, and afterwards we'll be back for a few final observations. Thank you. Remembering that to make questions, you should click on the Q&A icon on the bottom of your screen and write your name and company to get into the question line. When you will announce you to turn on your microphone will appear on your screen. And so please use your microphone to make questions. We ask you to please make all of your questions all at once. And then we'll go on to our first question. It's from Fred Mendes, sell-side analyst at the Bank of America. Fred, please open your audio so you can make your question. Fred, go ahead. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for the presentation. I have two questions here. The first is an update in the part of synergies from the incorporation of the Impa Group. And I don't know if this is already included in what we saw for the third Q, if it's 100% included, at least the principal values. Or, and the second question is to understand better the shift of beds from COVID beds, which are now going to a more sustainable type of use in the occupation. Just want to confirm if these low COVID beds had a lower margin due to the different types of care. And now that you have a more sustainable level with beds with a higher margin, if this can expect an expansion, a margin expansion with these beds now more profitable beds. Thank you for the questions. Thank you for the answers. Very good, Fred, thank you for the question. Yes, in fact, we've had an integration in the first and second semesters, and we're seeing the positive effects of this integration already, especially in the first stage of the playbook of integration related to the gains of price lists and purchasing and the standardization of processes and G&A. So we've seen in GNA, we see already seen reductions of about 15 to 20% on the price list of our purchases also, which weigh on two smaller assets, which compared to what we have acquired. The biggest was LaForge, which we incorporated in the third quarter, but with an impact, it's very limited because we incorporated it during the month of September. And our expectation is that we will be able to contribute to our results with the leveraging of our revenue starting in the third quarter. In relation to the beds, I'm going to pass it over to Emerson to answer your question. Thank you for the question, Fred. You're correct. There has been in the third quarter, we saw a fall in the number of COVID patients, which are patients who have a margin a little bit lower than what we usual our usual margins. The challenge is that we have been occupying well the hospital. You'll see that we've been able to occupy the hospital relatively well with a reduction of only 3% in the production overall. So we were able to occupy the hospital. And with that, we have had this exit of site of COVID with the patients that are non-COVID patients. And we now see in the fourth quarter, the stabilization in the number of beds with COVID in our operation. Perfect, very clear, thank you very much. If you have any other questions, please feel free. The next question comes from Samuel Alves, sell-side analyst from BTG Pactual. Samuel, please open your microphone so you can make your question, please. Thank you. Thank you all very much. Thank you, Pedro and other directors. Two quick questions from my side. First of all, in this subject of the margin of the new hospitals, we see a fall in margins, sequential fall in margins. You even mentioned it in your release that LaForge wound up helping in this dilution of margin. And just to understand, in the fourth quarter, what do you see that these integrations will start to show their fruits more quickly and you'll be able to improve your margins? Or do you think that this dilution will also affect other hospitals for a while? That's my first question. And the second question is a little bit more financial. You mentioned already that the lines of credit that you have just acquired. And to understand if the funding of all of the recent acquisitions is already balanced, and what will be the average cost of debt of the company after all of these recent acquisitions? Thank you, Samuel. Felipe here. In relation to the first question, the hospital, as you commented well, from LaForte has been diluted our margins. Without doubt, we have the expectation LaForte will, in the next quarter, will generate better results. And we see that it will be diluting in relation to our operations, our current operations. However, there is a ramp up for the growth of these margins, which is already underway, starting in the fourth quarter. So that should help our growth. Together with that is the growth of the occupation, both in our hospital as well as in our beds, in the turnover of these beds. And as this continues to grow, this helps with the dilution of costs and the recovery of our margins. In relation to financing, we did the emission of 2 billion reais with an average cost of CDI plus 1.5. This is incorporated to our base, current base of debt, which was described in the last slide of our presentation. Okay, thank you, Felipe. The next question comes from Mauricio Sapega, sell-side analyst from Credit Suisse. Mauricio, please turn on your audio so they can make your question. Please go ahead, Mauricio. Thank you, Pedro and other directors. This is Sapega from the Credit Suisse. It's interesting to see you. We can see you, but you can't see us. So I have a few questions, a little bit more of a strategy going forward. We see that Fleury has returned to make changes, make moves in terms of acquisitions of come back a little bit to its core business. So my question is, how are you in relation to this plan of expanding in the diagnostics area? Are you seeking the better same types of targets? What do you think in this question? Obviously, a very strong position. Also in the part of diagnostics, if you feel any pressure for targets from the operators, if the operators are not so favorable, and have you felt the pressure of costs for material, the price, the inflation and the dollar going up so much? And looking at the hospital, I also saw in previous moments that you were able to do very well in the third quarter, even in relation to I see that you have a lot of potential in your hospitals. And I want to ask you, at what point of maturity do you think you are going forward? And what are you able to still get in terms of revenue from these assets that you have without any inorganic movements? And without wanting to exaggerate, insisting a little bit more, if beyond the reinforcement of the cash position, if you're going to use that cash to make any other inorganic moves, any strategic moves. Okay, I'm going to pass the first part over to Khalil, and then I'll look at the question of the hospitals. Thank you, Cepeda. It's good to talk with you. Talking a little bit about the first, talk a little bit about the M&As and also the performance. Let me see if I can get my camera, and also the performance of the question of price and margins as well. Starting with the M&As, we look at the targets within the PO2, especially we look at diagnostics, but also we look at other assets which will complement our strategy of an integrated network, or with that vision of treating the patient integrated in an integrated way. We are being very conscientious and selective in relation to these targets, and conscious with relation to valuations. We know that what's happened in Brazil, we understand the power of generation of value when we purchase certain assets in M&As, some diagnostic assets, both in synergies, but we're selective when we look at valuations, and we look at brands, understanding that our brands are very, very relevant and very strong here in Brazil. So we're looking at these opportunistically. In relation to questions and readjustments of the operators, of the health plans, we think about the reality. We've always had negotiations, very important negotiations over the years. These negotiations continue, and we continue passing through close to inflation. Specifically, what we've done, we continue to do that. And again, we understand the value of our brands and the importance that they have for the beneficiaries of the operators, of the health plans. And we're very strong in these conversations in relation to price. And these are some of the points that have been helping us in relation to your third question, in relation to margins and our operation here in the BO2. This point of repassing price together with the operational leverage and a reduction of the dependency of COVID tests. When you look at this last quarter, we reduced even more the number of the COVID in the BO2, make it possible to work on our gross margins of operations and close to what we've seen with the market when we made our IPO. So this has all been helping our margins to recover in the BO2. So it's a very positive scenario. What we see here is a very positive scenario. Now passing it over to Emerson for the other part of your question regarding the hospitals. Cepeda, in relation to our hospitals and the growth of revenue of the hospitals and the current assets, we have a route going forward, a very clear path, the potential for brownfields in the hospitals which we have acquired. We have more than 1,000 beds of potential beds. Of these 1,000, we have by the end of the year, the approval of these investments and execution of 18 to 24 months for the expansion of these assets was already in-house. Beyond that, we see the predictability in the turnover of beds. It's an expansion without CapEx, because you start to make the patient strictly the time necessary in the hospital bed, and you occupy that bed with a more complex, and you have a positive impact in relation to fixed costs and the increase of the average ticket due to the higher level of complexity. So the turnover of the beds, the better occupation of the hospital, which is still ramping up, post-COVID and in the brownfield expansion, as well as our models of operational efficiency, which are being put into practice with the Modelo DAZA, the hospital, the DAZA hospital model, and a long route of organic growth. And without a doubt, M&A will always be something important in our strategy, as well as he mentioned, this is true for the hospitals. And we have several assets which are currently evaluating here within our pipeline, our mini pipeline. Cepeda, as far as your last question, acquisitions, we also continue with a strategy which is very, very active of organic growth and inorganic growth. We have a pipeline of M&As, which is weekly. We have several targets that we're looking at, and we understand that, to make this a little more clear to the market, that our leverage is very low when we normalize the effects, the non-recurring effects, and we still have to consider that the EBITDA of all of these acquisitions which we're doing will start to come in going forward. So when we normalize the EBITDA, the pro forma EBITDA of the M&As, we're at a leverage which is very low. So we think there's space to continue doing a lot, even with debt, just with debt. This is an important aspect of our strategy, that we'll be able to go forward another 2 years easily, just with raising debt. Remember that, remind you that to make a question, you should click on the Q&A icon in the lower part of the screen. Write your name and the company to enter into the line. Please wait while we collect the questions that are coming in. Thank you. We have the next question from Fred Mendes from Bank of America. Fred, please turn on your microphone. Go ahead. Thank you again. Sorry that to take advantage to take one more question. Would you speak a little bit more about the coordinated care? It seems that's evolving very well. I know that sometimes it may not be possible due to the operators, but their partners, but there's some of the health plans. But if you're able to attract new health plans, new payers, if you have any feedback with your partners, how do you look at your visibility in this case going forward, especially together with the attraction of new health operators and new payers going forward? Fred, thank you for the question. This is a theme that we're very happy to talk about. So I thank you for the question. We're very, very animated. As we've been saying to the market, this is a business which has 10 years of experience. 10 years ago, nobody talked about coordination. And now we already do this. And this is an important part of our ecosystem and of our thesis. Since last year, we started to enter into contact in performance contracts where we have no downside risk and we only win and we're only remunerated if we perform well. We have a very large contract which started in the middle of last year with an operator in Rio. We're not opening it Rio client by client, about 35,000 lives, and we're able to reduce in that list in the emergency room care of 25 to 30% reduction of tests. Felipe is helping me, 18% in hospitalizations, and it's already generating a positive impact in our P&L and important with a contribution margin very high in this performance contract. We've closed other contracts which will start to perform at the beginning or middle of next year. So we are very, very animated with this business and connects very greatly with our proposal of making this good medicine, helping to maintain the people more healthier. Clinically, they're better cared for using less services and more satisfied in generating positive margin for DASA. It's also worth mentioning that in these portfolios, once we are coordinating these lives, is also involved. They're also more involved in this so that when they need a hospital or they need a diagnosis, we navigate with these patients within our services, and we charge the normal prices for our credentials for our signed up patients. So as well as the upside for the performance contracts, we also increase our market share for laboratory and diagnostics and consumption in the hospital within these portfolios. So we are continuing to expect a high growth in that business in the high double digits year after year. Thank you, Pedro, that's very clear. And if I can just finalize this topic, when you close a contract, of course, the gain of that contract takes a little while to be able to come in to see the improvement. When you close the contract until it starts to operate, what is on average the time of ramp up between the closing and the operation? Once we close the contract, we start to capture life. The capture of life takes 3 or 4 months, about 3 months. And once we have these lives captured and we start to in fact exercise all of our care, in assistance, this portfolio starts to perform, and we see a lower level of claims. And after 6 months, it arrives at a maturity, or after about 12 months. Very well. Thank you. Very clear. Thank you very much. The next question is from Mauricio Cepeda from Credit Suisse. Mauricio, please. Hi. Sorry to come back with another question. They cut my audio a little early, and I wanted to thank you for the opportunity for your questions. And the silence was a little strange at that time. So just want to remind you that to make any questions, you should click on the icon, the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen, and write your name, the name of your company, to get into the line for questions, to take your place in line. The question and answer session is now closed, and we would like to pass the word for final considerations of the company. Everybody, thank you very much for connecting. I want to tell you all that we are the synthesis of this quarter. Our business has been improving, gaining efficiency, gaining share, even in a scenario which is extremely challenging with COVID, when we're almost to zero at the end of this quarter, and advancing our thesis, navigating our users, our most critical users. And this has been contributing importantly for our organic growth. Our platform is, as you will see in the next quarter, we're scaling it up quickly, and we believe we're gonna have good results to show you. And also observing that the users and doctors who are involved in our platform have an important uplift of LTV, of lifetime value. And so therefore, it's being a year that is very, very positive for us. I want to reinforce that our commitment with the long-term to continue investing in spite of the challenging scenario in the financial markets. It's a company with low leverage, which still has lots of potential for consolidating and advancing all these investments that we have been making over recent years, which are starting to pay off now and over the next year especially. So thank you all very much. And until the next results call of earnings call, and have a good weekend. The video conference of results referring to the third quarter of 2021 of DASA is now closed. The Department of Relations with Investors is at your service to answer any other questions or doubts you might have. Thank you all very much, and have a good afternoon.